mean, that's the way we work these days. It's not a one opinion too. But the problem now is with the comments, this this problem that the cool features we want Common Enterprise to using not only their storage, but also their way of structuring things. So you've got for Outlook, you've got folders, and there are other things too for Outlook. You've got the category tags or what you want to do. The flag is kind of structured. OneNote has got notebooks and sections on top and pages on the right hand side, pages and tabs. Evernote, they've got their own notebooks as a grouping and tags that can be placed in a hierarchy. Remember the Milk has lists and tags, and Facebook has group allocators, groups and albums and friends lists. You get the idea, right? But underneath that is what I would say is very much a similar structure basically. A directed graph, directed multi-graph, very much like the web. And so, can we have a grand unification of our personal information? Journaling in the past, planning in the future, and living in a world where increasingly we don't get anything done without digital information. How would we do this? Does anybody remember Cairo? You do. I thought you were too young, Cairo. When I first started at Microsoft, this is like in 1993, they were still talking about Cairo, this is grand unifying unification system. And then later we've heard about WebFS. But these days, any idea of desktop OS integration just seems to be quite when we're up on the web. And but is search alone going to do it? No, I would maintain that search alone is not going to do it. Search works much better if you have structured data that guiding that search. And are we going to trust in subway-based news for search alone? Probably not. Are we going to trust in a prototype done by a research lab? You know, we all use Paystack and use RDF troubles. Probably not. So the approach here, I mean, you could also, during the question, but basically, I think the approach needs to be a standards-based approach. We use XML. You could possibly use RDF as well. Let each application continue to use its own structure, so let people knit together things in a superstructure and use application APIs that are supported. So we use Ben32. We built what we initially said called plans on the desktop as an integration to the file system. So we use Ben32. But we could well imagine using the Graph API supported by Facebook. Work with existing tools. This is another kind of integration. Work with existing tools and structure those stores. It's a non-starter to tell people you can have Nirvana, you have to put all of your data into my data. That's not this work. And you have to use my tool. Work with what people already do to make it really easy. So with that in mind, we use plans. And plans was an idea. Prototype we've been working on for many years now. It was called the personal project planner before that. We thought plans was a cooler name. But we wanted to bring together many different kinds of information into one organizing structure. And it basically is just another overlay for your file folders. Now we're not wedded to file folders or to Windows. We just picked file folders as a starting point. So generalizations. From some tools to many tools. So we work on the desktop with Windows Explorer. Why not all sorts of different types of tools? And then why not modify not only file folders, but anything, any item? And so I'll say, this is a little bit vague right now, but I'll say a little bit more about that. So what we worked on was something called Zoomal that is currently working in plans. And I'm not going to go into this right away. I'll just sort of give a quick demonstration of the way I would use it. And so let's say I'm doing a house remodel. So I've got my house remodel. And here's the Windows file system version of my house remodel. This is what a lot of people do. They use folders to group things together, and that basically they express a partition of the problem they're doing. Like that's what we work. expensive, and I've also got a Boston trip and a Chicago trip and so on and so forth. Now, I'm not going to, during the day, and you can see here, kitchen and appliances and flooring. During the day, during the day, I'm not looking at this that often, so instead I'm coming to things like email, and with a somebody about floor samples and samples and color charts, I guess. And stuff. So if I want to store this on my, but you know, oftentimes we see these emails, we say, I want to be sure to get back to this. I flag it in an email, but then I have to remember to come back to the flag in email, and I've got 100 things to flag in email. I want it to be specific to a particular place, so I'll just here the notion is that I highlight something that would help me to remember it. I do. We have something called Quick Capture that works. Let's say that I put it under flooring for the remodel. Okay. Now this is a very primitive tagging scheme. Obviously, we can do much better than that. But the point I'm not going to illustrate here is how cool the tools are and how cool they work together with that phenomenon. So, so now I've done that. And if I want to check on it, if I go up to flooring, there it is. Okay, it's a shortcut. Now, plans, I talked to you about plans. It's also going to appear in plans. I need to refresh the view. There it is in plans. Now, plans, I haven't really said much about plans, are my idea with plans was to have a the idea of plans, I haven't really said about much about that because I've talked about that before, but it's like we wanted to have a document like overlay to the file system so that we could do simple things like just type in notes. Notes about the samples and that I can freehand type as I could it would affect to the document. So that would define in plans and I can insert new stuff and I can do all sorts of cool stuff that I'm not gonna really tell you about here today. But I can it's basically it's just an overlay to the file system. So we've sort of used through XML, we've brought this new overlay, but I can go back to the file system and I can do things there, like I can add the file system level, I might say, actually, I'm not going to do that for files. It's much easier to do it here. If I do rec room, I want there to be a rec room. Okay. Now I've got a new folder. I should have a new folder called rec room. Okay. And so this is basically it's just another way of working with your information. So we can also do other things too. We can do a mind map. So what we did with the Doomal XML that we're talking about is we took our lead developer in a very short period of time. We said 200 lines of code, 2 hours. 2 hours. He basically took an open source software application called FreeMind and wrapped it with support for XML. So I don't know. This might be kind of cool. It might be kind of cool to view the same information using this. So one progression might be, you do the quick capture. So another example of quick capture might be, might be flooring for the another example of flooring. I do quick capture here. I'm just running across things through the day that I want to get back to later, but I want to get back to the main content. So, but whatever. So, flooring is at Home Depot. I'm really interested in that, and I could add a few notes. But this is my tag. So, during the day, I just tag it, and I want to get back to the main content. Okay. Just tag it. All right, so I've got that, and if I look at some flooring, it should be there. There it is, tag it and go on. Okay, and I can also. also I can also refresh things in Remind, so that if I do Remind. So that's the idea. Once we've got that principle established, Zoom will also say a little bit about it quickly. It's basically very modular approach. For any URI, you can have a fragment of metadata. That fragment of metadata is very simply structured. It's got a series of associations, which in turn point to other URI and other fragments. And then you can have bundles of attributes at the level of the fragment and at the level of individual associations. And some of those are common and some of those are tool-specific. So we've got tool-specific bundles for Freemind, for example. So you can have an attribute table and the things that are held in common, both at the level of the fragment and at the level of individual associations. It's quite simple. So plans is keeps plan-specific attributes for things like is invisible. We have this sort of archival in place facility that you do in France, which is pretty cool. You can just make things disappear, but not forever. And they're in place, so they're later. And then we have another thing called isCollapse. For Freemind, we have things like X offset and Y offset to report where the nodes are in relation to the parent node. And so we're kind of we're reaching it with this towards this notion of a personal unifying taxonomy that could organize all your information, no matter where it is. Be on the web, it could be on the desktop, it could be both places. And the taxonomy is sort of not really a hierarchy, which we often think of a taxonomy as being, but more of a directed graph. One taxonomy of any usage, you can keep with it, you can find a location or load label. So I can put things into that taxonomy, but I can also have a taxonomy pop up for me when I'm doing tagging. I can find by searching and by navigating. More important, maybe most important, is knitting things together, seeing them in many different ways to sort of make sense of the information. These you've already seen. Well, here's how it might look from the remodel in OneNote, for example. If we're sort of saying, let's keep the cool things about these different tools, each of them, and if we're all diverse, we have our own different ways of wanting to work with things. So maybe for some people it's OneNote. Let's keep that, but let's use a common structure. Here's Evernote, for example. Okay. Many other views. I'm going to go through the issues really quickly. Some of them have to do with whether people would possibly get confused on some occasions when they see the same structure being presented erratically in ways. For next steps, we've got a toolkit that we would like to create. Just a very simple toolkit, and its use is optional. It's basically so that you can be well-behaved in your use of the fragments. And logging, there's a synchronization service in plans that ought to be extracted for general use. We want to play with a lot of wrappers for a lot of open source software applications. And of course, user settings. So XML fragments are lightweight as opposed to some of the heavyweight approaches taken in open hypermedia, for example, or structural computing. Modular, very modular. We call it a noodle, a novel, code, and it's linked and highly distributed. So our vision here is one structure used in many, many ways through many tools, non-disruptive innovation. So your next steps: download plans. You can try it out. It's available. Or just search. You can search on Keeping Comics Plans to get it. Try Zoomal, and there you want to probably contact me. How you try to do that. Ask them. Thank you.
All right, so we've got just about 10 minutes for questions.
10 minutes? Are you kidding?
Yeah, you can be good at the end, but I'll let the speaker choose the question.
I'm going to ask a question that you brought up a little bit. As you get a different scheme of information, it's overlay, have you found that you
We haven't, honestly, we haven't really experimented with that much. What we did, we have done work with plants. We've done evaluations of plants. And one thing that people said there was that they really liked the ability to switch back and forth. And the thing is, with having an overlay to the file system, all of us talk about being totally web-based and everything, but the truth is, if you really care about preserving something, most of us are still most likely to put it into our local file system and maybe back it up. And so they really, because there are so many services associated with the file system, so they really like the fact that they can switch back and forth, as I did in the demo, between Windows Explorer and Plan. So there's no real question how far that goes. It's interesting because I talked to another professor and I showed him that, and he said, well, now, wouldn't you just want everybody to use plans now instead of the files, instead of Windows Explorer? And I said, no, we don't, because we can't possibly do everything. So it's like, what we want there to be an infrastructure where, and that's another aspect that I think that's another thing that a lot of us do without really even thinking about today. We are kind of resistant to trying new tools out, partly because we can factor in all the costs associated with doing that. I've got to repurpose my data for the structuring in this tool. So if that cost was lower, then you could sort of say, yeah, I could try this tool out for a while, and whatever I've done there is, whatever I did before the tool is still there, representative of this tool, and I could, and if I abandon the tool, the structure is still there. Yeah,
I'm skeptical that you're counting on the benevolence or stability, for the baby better, of all these other tools, like Evernote and other things. How they change their API all the time?
Well, so now that's an interesting thing. There are two aspects in which tools can be integrated. Okay, there's the wrap them with Zoomo, which you can do with open source software, obviously, okay. There's a code base there. And so we've done that. There's also, for a small number of tools, there's also sort of what we've done with the file system. Thinking of that as just another tool, really, with its own story. We've said we're using those APIs. So Win32, that API, said it's very stable. Now, you're right, but then the vision is for something like Facebook, which a lot of people are, or Flickr, which a lot of people are heavily invested in, we want to find ways of reading into that, so and extracting and maintaining some synchrony there. And we think we can do it there as well, but yes, the API will change. So. If you get into that level, you are talking about something that needs some level of support. It would have to be monitoring that to see how
it's changing. Are they stable, or do these things have changed in the current amount? I bet Facebook's always jerking people around. So.
Yeah, I don't know. At the level of the API, I think things are reasonably stable. It's not that complicated, an API. There's some very basic things, like a photograph. There's some attributes. So that means, yeah, maybe some of the attributes may change, but it's hard to imagine that things would change wholesale. A bigger concern with things like Facebook is if you wanted to do a commercial application, they say that you can use their API, but not for commercial use. So that's a. Any other questions? Yeah.
If this takes off, how can you sell this as being a positive for all those organizations to actually open up their XML data so to be a fork co-location by these sorts of tools?
You know, that is a really good question, and I don't have the answer to that. I'm almost thinking that we ought to do something like what they're doing in the streets of DJ. We're not going to use your tool anymore unless you support something like this. I mean, clearly, this is one of those things that it's good for us if we can get hold of widespread adoption of it. The idea that we could mix and match our tools much more fluidly than we do now is so powerful for the user, but it's not clear what somebody like Zuckerberg at Facebook would say about it. Obviously, the inclination of most of a lot of these services is to
close the doors. Right. Have to make a big poster saying, "I want my ZooML."
Well, let's talk afterwards.
questions? We've got a couple minutes left. Well, I have a question. So I'm going to consider this issue of you're creating all the structure of your factory. Right, so you're starting a project and you think it has a certain kind of structure. You build up the structure and then you realize that you're looking at it the wrong way.
Right.
How does something like UML help in your restructuring?
Well, I think it helps it a lot. Now, because I think what you can sort of say is that there's something like the mind map, that seems to be very well suited for sort of the initial brainstorming. That's what mind mapping is all about, getting a visual structure up there. And so you can imagine if you rethink things later, if you're into the serious planning, plans is much more. We have so many pieces of plans associated with planning a project. And I didn't show you, there's also, I should show you another view. There's a personal Gantt chart, the everyday Gantt chart that one of our students built. That's also a view that you have. As you're doing that, like you say, you sometimes realize, oh, you know what, it's not working out this way, or I forgot about this, or there's a better way of doing things. I think that this would make it that much easier for you to go back. Now, the concern would be that you may forget that you're working with a common structure. So if you go back and restructure things in the mind mapping application, you may somehow or another part of your brain might think that it's the old way in plan. And so I think that's a good question.
One more question.
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you think? Is this something that how many people here would be interested in a world where that was possible? Okay. So that's pretty unanimous, I think. All right.
I'm going to react to what you just said. We always have this mixture of sort of structural permanence. Some people more invested than others. And plans is almost really glad to be in a way to have visualized that, where you should say what things that are sort of more uniform across my personal space and space, what things are more accidental or transient.
Right.
A good way to see that, but that's a way to help you convert and visualize this issue about sort of stuff structures of charity and some of them being invested.
No, that's a really good point, that some things are endure. And
there are places to see that would be really useful.
Yeah, right. Because for most of us, we don't have old